Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for April 2, 2018. In today's news, the developers of a Brisbane office tower voice lofty goals. Moynihan Group plans a 37-story high-rise in New York City's financial district. A woman fell partway down one of the world's longest escalators. And developers have reduced the height of a proposed tower in Chicago.
Charter Hall and Investa Commercial Property Fund intend to deliver a 40-story office building of a standard not yet seen in the Brisbane, Australia market, with a design by Blight Rayner featuring communal amenities, technological capability, natural light, and sustainability, the urban developer reports. Following the lead of Melbourne and Sydney, Brisbane's office market is booming, taking the form of a pair of adjacent structures. The design includes basement car parking, a rooftop recreation deck, multiple sky parks, and 50,000 square meters of office space. If approved, construction is expected to start in 2019.
The Moynihan Group has filed permits to build a 37-story, 464-foot tall mixed-use tower at 3 Platt Street, 110 John Street, in the financial district of New York City, New York YIMBY reports. Hill West Architects will handle the design, set to include 250 apartments and 5 levels of retail at the base within 267,760 square feet. Although renderings had not yet been released in late March, permits indicate a setback on the 32nd floor for a possible outdoor terrace. The site is within 5 blocks of the Fulton Street subway station, and the plan also includes 34 parking spots.
A woman described as an older person was uninjured after falling backward halfway down a 106-foot-long escalator, one of the longest escalators in the Western Hemisphere, on March 28th at Bethesda, Maryland's Bethesda Metro Station, Bethesda Magazine reports. Emergency responders said the escalator was not operating at the time but was being used as stairs. Another passenger bumped into the woman, causing her to fall. She was hospitalized as a precautionary measure.
Related Midwest of Chicago and Tucker Development of Highland Park, Illinois, have reduced the height of a proposed condominium building at 170 North Peoria Street in Chicago's Fulton Market District from 51 to 43 stories in response to stakeholder concerns, Crane's Chicago Business reports. The tweaked plan for the glass and steel high-rise retains elements of the original proposal, such as new retail and office space in 10 renovated historic buildings, but incorporates larger floor plates, a new landscaped area, and a $4.9 million contribution to support neighborhood projects. Related's proposal for a 58-story hotel and apartment building in the neighborhood would also require community support as well as a zoning change. For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.